This is an executive summary of failed 1031 exchange. What happens to your funds? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. It's a worrying scenario. You've sold your property, the proceeds are with your qualified intermediary, and the exchange isn't working out. You can't find a suitable replacement, or a deal fell through. What happens to your money? The reassuring answer is that your funds aren't lost. They're held safely by the qualified intermediary and released to you at defined times under the exchange rules. A failed exchange simply becomes a taxable sale. You get your proceeds back and pay the tax you would have paid had you sold without attempting an exchange. There's even a silver lining in the timing. If the failed exchange straddles two tax years, the tax may not be due until the later year. And before accepting failure, salvage options like a fast closing DST can often rescue the exchange. This guide explains why exchanges fail, when your funds are released, the tax timing, and how to salvage or soften a failing exchange. Exchanges fail for a handful of reasons, almost always related to the replacement side and the deadlines. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.